For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This is Nico Collins, and we're listening to Roster Watch.
Hey there, Roster Watch Nation, Friendly Bird Trash Man, and our attempt to give you more round-the-clock fantasy football news, information, strategy. We're doing more live streaming, so join us, join me. I mean, it's just me for now. Cody and Alex did our first one today at noon Central Time. But they left me to my own devices for this evening service, we'll say. Most of the time, though, I think I'm going to be doing it in the mornings. I think it works better with my schedule for the other plethora of work that I do. But let's go ahead and get started with the fantasy news that has happened throughout the day since that noon show. I hope you can appreciate my Tears for Fears shirt. If you're a child of the 80s, 90s, you may know what I'm talking about. Thanks, Harry Snowman. Thanks for joining me today in the chat. Let's go ahead and get started. First off, we'll start with the most recent news and work our way back. Justin Watson and the Texans agreed to terms. Watson is formerly of the Chiefs. You know, he had some decent games for the Chiefs. I mean, basically a small tight end for them. You know, I don't think the problem, though, for the Texans is that they need more receivers. I think the problem is that they need more offensive linemen and better offensive linemen, and they just got rid of an offensive lineman. I'll get to that in a sec, but first, continue with Justin Watson. I don't know that it's really that much of an improvement on the wide receiving core. I mean, with Tank Dell being hurt so often, bless his heart, I love that kid. And we have to imagine that the Texans will probably move on for Robert Woods. We don't know if Stephon Diggs will be back. So I guess they do need some wide receivers. I went to camp. I've gone to camp the last few years, and they've had some decent backup receivers. You're thinking about like John Metchie, Xavier Hutchinson, that they've had. Justin Watson, you know, 29. He'll be 29 next month, add into that group. I don't think it really moves the needle for me fantasy-wise. Something that does that is related to Justin Watson being signed to the Texans though, is that Laremy Tunsil was just traded. So Laremy Tunsil, who you know has been a tackle in the league for many, many years, I think he's 31, maybe turning 32. You know, he's a Pro Bowl tackle. He was traded to the Commanders, who just seemed to be getting better on offense. For four draft picks and a 2025 fourth round pick. The picks are Washington's 2026 second rounder, their 2025 third rounder, their 2026 fourth rounder, and a 2025 seventh rounder. It doesn't really make sense to me. The Texans are getting rid of arguably their best, well, really their only left tackle on the team. And, you know, as if CJ Stroud didn't already have trouble staying upright in that offense, they're adding wide receivers, but they're getting rid of their tackles. It doesn't really make sense to me. Maybe they'll use all those picks on more help. And while 31 seems kind of old, you know, for some positions, for tackles, it's not really that old. I mean, these guys play a long, long time, if, you know, if they can stay healthy. I think it sets the Texans back further. Sure, get more help on the receiving core, but it doesn't really matter if CJ Stroud isn't going to be upright most of the time. So, boo birds are coming out for me for the Texans right now. After that, we have Joshua Dobbs. The Pats agreed to terms with him. Dobbs, former quarterback of the 49ers, 2-year contract. He's over 30 now, and he'll be basically Jacoby Brissett's replacement, backing up Drake May. Drake May, who, you know, really took strides this past season, I think he's going to be under center most of the time unless he gets hurt, but he could get hurt. You know, he's a guy that runs the ball a lot. And I think Dobbs, you know, has shown that he can work out in a pinch. Yeah, I mean, I guess he's arguably a dual threat. He can run and he can throw it. He gives the offense a fighting chance most games. Hopefully, we don't even have to talk about Josh Dobbs after this point, though. That's kind of what I'm hoping. Another backup quarterback found a new home. Dorian Thompson Robinson, formerly of the Browns, was acquired by the Eagles. For a fifth round to a 2025 fifth round pick in exchange for Kenny Pickett. DTR probably fits into the Eagles offense better than Pickett did. You know, he's been pretty terrible in the time that we've seen him under center for the Browns, but you know, the Browns have pretty much stunk. It's hard to blame the young quarterback who really hasn't had a chance to develop. Maybe he'll get a chance to do that, you know, playing second fiddle or third fiddle in the Eagles offense. I mean, he'll be competing with Tanner McKee. And Jalen Hurts has been shown to be pretty foolproof as far as, you know, injuries go thus far in his career. Tush push, you know, be damned. So DTR, new home for the Eagles. Hopefully we don't talk about him again for the rest of the season. Just like Joshua Dobbs, Kenny Pickett, like I said, he goes to the Browns and, you know, he actually could end up starting some games for the Browns. The Deshaun Watson experiment, if that's what you want to call it, is done. Pickett would be arguably the worst starting quarterback in the league, from my perspective, if he was the starter. He's only 27. It's likely that the Browns will add another quarterback in the draft. The Browns, who we thought might be just doing a fire sale, you know, they held on to Myles Garrett, so it looks like that's not what they're going to be doing. It seems like a quarterback, their first pick will probably be for a quarterback. But it does look like Kenny Pickett could see some starts, especially at the beginning of the season. Let's hope they get some more running back help for the Browns, because this offense is looking pretty pitiful at this point. Moving on, hopefully we never have to talk about Kenny Pickett again. Hopefully they draft a stud rookie quarterback in the build of a Daniels in Washington. Although that's like lightning striking twice. Let's be honest. Kenny Pickett's probably going to be a starter. So, I mean, I guess the silver lining is, you know, in two quarterback leagues, you can probably get Kenny Pickett really late, and maybe, I don't know, maybe, just maybe, he'll make strides this season and you might actually be able to use him, but probably not. And more football news. The Jaguars picked up another tight end, Hunter Long, formerly of the Rams, on a 2-year, $5 million contract. He's mainly a blocking guy. Johnny Munt was also added to the Jaguars. He's more of a passing tight end. You know, it's like the Jaguars are going to be moving on from Evan Ingram. You know, we wanted their offense to get better, but it doesn't look like it is currently. It looks like they're just adding bodies. And I guess maybe Hunter Long, silver lining there. Maybe he'll help protect the quarterback there in Jacksonville a bit better. Maybe he'll help protect their runners a little bit better, but this really doesn't move the needle for me in fantasy because he is primarily a blocking quarterback. Oh, 1 minute ago, new news. The Patriots just signed Mac Hollins to a 2-year, $8.4 million contract, adding another, I don't want to say useless body in that wide receiving core. Mac Hollins actually had some decent games as a Bill. He's had decent games really wherever he's been. But the fact that he hasn't really been able to stick anywhere. Jamie mentioned Strange being a second round NFL pick for the Jaguars. They still have him there. Three tight ends, one that's arguably just one that'll be able to, that you'll be able to use in fantasy. But yeah, Mac Hollins, 2-year, $8.4 million contract to the Patriots just now. I was hoping that they might get one of the higher upper echelon free agent receivers to go to help out Drake May in that receiving core for the Patriots. But that doesn't look likely at this point. It looks like, you know, they're settling on Hollins and maybe drafting some more receivers. They have some decent young receivers there, allegedly. But we'll see what happens. Drake May, they're hoping – I mean, I guess that they're – and their idea, this is help for him. And I guess Mac Hollins, like I said, did have some good games with the Bills. And maybe given more snaps, maybe – You know, given the opportunity to be, you know, one or two receiver in that offense, maybe he'll show up in fantasy. Maybe you'll see him in the garbage grab a couple times throughout the season. But it's not really moving the needle for me. Another receiver who I wish moved the needle for me more. I really like this guy, actually. He's been pretty excellent in stints for the Giants. And that is Darius Slayton, who was just signed to a 3-year, $36 million contract. He's led the team in receiving 4 of his 6 years there. That sounds kind of crazy. But, you know, I remember the in the pre-draft process, the year that he came out, I liked Darius Slayton a lot. I thought he was a little bit rough around the edges, but he was a massive deep threat who knew how to get open. I mean, the most that he's had, 770 yards in a season, 50 receptions. It doesn't really move the needle for me in fantasy, like I said, but it does keep him there on the Giants. It does give them, you know, some continuity there in that receiving core. So, you know, good for them. In other football news, Josh Palmer We talked about Mac Hollins leaving the Bills. They added wide receiver Joshua Palmer, formerly of the Chargers, on a three-year, $36 million contract. $18 million will be guaranteed. And it, you know, immediately puts Joshua Palmer in. He's going to be – I mean, I have to check and see if he'd fallen out of our Dynasty Top 250. But he's definitely going to be in there now. I mean, Josh Allen, I think it was funny. I feel like the Bills were kind of taking the Chiefs route of kind of piecing together a receiving core for their quarterback and just, you know, hoping for the best. It's worked out for the Chiefs to some extent. It didn't work out for the Bills, and it hasn't worked out for the Bills. They continue to fall short. So they added Joshua Palmer, who Byron loves. He'll tell you all about Joshua Palmer. Arguably the best receiver. Well, no, he was not the best receiver for the Chargers this past year. I mean, that's Ladd McConkey. Arguably their best outside receiver. That might even still be Quentin Johnston. But yeah, so he replaces Mac Hollins, who had the second most snaps on the outside of any Bills receiver last season. Palmer, his best season in the league, 72 catches for 769 yards, 3 touchdowns. I mean, dare I say that he will improve on that this season if he can stay healthy. I think he very well could, now that he's with Allen and offensive coordinator Joe Brady. So, yeah, keep tabs on Joshua Palmer. I think he's somebody that you're going to be able to get cheap. I think he's somebody who, like Jamie just said, a perfect mediocre wide receiver for the Bills. Thanks, Jamie. I guess it fits into their current mold of receivers. Hopefully they add more help to that receiving room, because I feel bad for Allen, who is, you know, basically carrying that team on his shoulders.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Jamie says Khalil Shakir is an underrated signing 3-year extension. I don't know that Shakir is underrated. I didn't love him as a prospect coming into the league. I didn't love him at the Senior Bowl. I think he came into a situation where there really weren't that many other viable options on offense. I think he's improved since coming into the league, but he's not somebody who I, outside of deep PPR formats, am really interested in this season. All right, more football news. The Bengals agreed to terms with running back Samaje Perine, formerly of the Chiefs, on a 2-year contract. Comes back to his home on the Bengals, where he actually, you know, did pretty good work there. It was a couple of years ago. Perine, age 30, you know, which is geriatric for a running back. But I guess maybe he has more tread on his tires, considering he hasn't really been a full-time back anywhere. He comes in as the number two behind Chase Brown. But, you know, he is a receiving running back, so he could cut it into some of Chase Brown's third down snaps. So that, you know, takes a little bit of the shine off of Brown, at least thus far in the offseason. And P. Ryan, like, well, and the thing is, Chase Brown, you know, he's a smaller back. Maybe he gets hurt. Maybe the Bengals limit his snaps a little bit. Maybe P. Ryan continues to stay a little bit fantasy relevant as the Browns' number two. That is, if they don't add someone else in the meantime. More football news. We go back to Jacksonville, where the Jaguars have agreed to terms with wide receiver Diami Brown, formerly of the Commanders, on a one-year, $10 million contract. The deal is worth up to $12 million. Diami Brown, he showed flashes, I'll be honest, as a Commander. I don't know if how much of that was just Daniels, you know, sprinkling his fairy dust on him. That's not an insult, by the way. Brown, he was good in stints, like I said. You know, he's age 26. He's still young for a receiver, but I don't think he's going to really break the waves there in the Jacksonville receiving core. He'll be another role player like Gabe Davis. I think this just bodes better for Brian Thomas Jr., who I already love coming into this offseason, his chances this upcoming season. I mean, if this is all the help they're going to get in that receiving core, then yeah, another banner year for Brian Thomas Jr. Hopefully they add somebody in the draft. Oh, Jamie breaking some news, or it's a thought, I guess. Well, he wants my thought. Javonte Williams to the Cowboys. I mean, I guess he's better than Rico Dowdle. I guess maybe more dynamic than Rico Dowdle. I don't know that he's more consistent than a Rico Dowdle would be. I know he's more injury plagued than Rico Dowdle. It doesn't excite me as a Cowboys fan. That doesn't. Javonte getting $3 million a year for 3 years. I mean, it's like, no, yeah, Javonte is going to the Cowboys, you say. Thanks for that. No, that doesn't really do anything for me. I mean, honestly, I mean, I will say when Javonte entered the league as a Bronco, I was excited about it. He's a dynamic running back. You know, he kind of reminded me of like a Knowshon Moreno, who was a former Denver back. Denver has had a long line of, you know, backs who have been good for one or two seasons. $3 million a year is trash. Jamie has said that. But, you know, for a running back who is often injured, you know, who was arguably on the downside of his career. It's fine. Jamie says he'd rather have Roshan on a roomy deal than Javonte Williams. I would too. I mean, Alex would love that. Alex loves him some Roshan, you know, and him being a former Longhorn. Love that here in Texas. You have to think that this isn't it for the Cowboys backfield. I mean, it seems like they're just trying to cover their bases there, just in case nothing happens. As far as rookies go, well, if they draft a rookie and he doesn't work out, I mean, in my wildest dream, I'm hoping the Cowboys get Jeanty for their first round pick. But you know, that may not happen. It probably won't happen. Nothing ever happens the way I wanted to for the Cowboys. Jamie is saying, remember Javonte Williams being taken to top five before Ja'Marr Chase and rookie drafts is true. We were stoked on him, you know, and I really think he's been injury plagued and that has affected his abilities on field. Anyways, let's move on from that. There's more news to talk about, and I don't have that much time to talk about it. In Justin Fields agreed to terms with the Jets on a 2-year, $40 million contract, $30 million guaranteed, which is likely to be a prove it deal. Still pretty good for Fields, who, you know, showed out for the Steelers this past year. Threw 5 touchdowns, 1 interception in his 6 starts. The offense is better that he'll be coming into. I always like Justin Fields' arm, you know, and he'll be paired with Garrett Wilson, be able to stretch the field. I think Garrett Wilson could go nuts with Justin Fields as his primary target. Yeah, we could see Justin Fields under center for the Jets for the entire season. Yeah, Harry Snowman saying Fields is the biggest news of the day. Yeah, I wouldn't argue against that. Yeah, like I was saying, he will target Garrett Wilson until he can't target him anymore. So it's definitely not a downgrade for Wilson, who was competing with Devontae this past season. Devontae, as we know, moved on to the Rams at this point. I digress for a second. Jamie's saying, imagine if the Bears took Jeanty at 10, trade Swift. The trash can. Remember, Ben Johnson shipped out of Swift, drafting Gibbs at 12. Yeah, Cody was saying that he could see the Bears taking Jeanty at 10 in our last Dynasty pod. Yeah, I could see it happening. I don't want it to happen because I want him to fall to the Cowboys. But that's enough homerism. We'll let the chips fall where they may. Also, another quarterback news. Some might consider this to be the biggest news of the day. And that's Sam Darnold agreeing to terms with the Seahawks on a 3-year, $100 million contract, $100.5 million contract. You know, Darnold, who came back to fantasy life as a Viking, you know, shook off those New York ghosts, signs a pretty good deal. $55 million guaranteed. $37.5 million in 2025. It also gets Darnold back in the arms of offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak. They worked together in San Francisco Darnold was really good for the majority of 2024, threw for over 4,300 yards, 35 touchdowns, only 12 interceptions. But, you know, per usual, he imploded at the end of the season. We really don't know who he's going to be throwing to other than Jackson Smith and Jigba. Yeah, the Seahawks are going to have to add some receiving help there. Jackson Smith and Jigba, he's a utility knife of a player. He can really play all over the field. Primarily a slot guy, though. Darnold's got a big arm. He needs somebody to throw for him to throw it deep to. I don't know that this is an upgrade for Darnold's fantasy prospects. Don't know that it's an upgrade for Jackson Smith and Jigba either. We'll see who they add in that receiver room. But, you know, it's kind of wait and see on Darnold. I don't think the situation is going to be as good as it was in Minnesota, so I'm not expecting him to have as good of a season, at least from what we know right now about that Seahawks offense. Let's see if we can touch on one more major piece of news. I've been on for about half an hour now. It's kind of hard to believe. Okay, let's talk about a guy who's staying where he is. Cody and Alex might have gotten to this earlier on their installment, but Buccaneers re-signed wide receiver Chris Godwin to a 3-year, $66 million contract. Apparently, according to Ian Rappaport, Godwin left about $20 million on the table to sign elsewhere to return to the Bucs. Talk about loyalty. Maybe they have something on him. Maybe there's a video floating around that we just don't know about. That's a lot of money. He's going to receive $44 million in guaranteed money. Well, at least now that's out of the way. Okay, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe knowing that he's coming off of an ankle injury and may not be the same receiver that, you know, he already, you know, he thought he was, or that we knew him to be, you know, maybe staying in that same offense, it just makes it an easier path to fantasy football relevancy. I mean, and, you know, real football as well. Only caught 50 passes for 576 yards and 5 touchdowns in 7 games he appeared in last season. But, you know, what I like about it, what I always like about these kind of players and this kind of information is that he's going to be undervalued in drafts. And that's what we love as trash men and aspiring trash men in fantasy football. So there you have it. Thanks, Harry Snowman. Thanks, Jamie, for contributing so much today. I appreciate it, and I don't know, I guess I'll see you tomorrow.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.